What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in to something new, but something old. This is the Joe Gaither Show. We are not on Bama Central. The Joe Gaither Show on BC Central, Boston College on SI. We're very excited to have the first inaugural, the first standalone episode of the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Amazon. And we're very, very happy to be joined by the Boston College on SI correspondent, Kim Rankin. You can follow her on the Twitter machine at KMRankin1 for all of her Boston College coverage as we get it fired up on BC Central. Kim, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited. I know we did a little episode last week, but I'm excited to have, you know, the inaugural show today and officially kind of get your show going on BC Central. I think it'll be a really, really good addition to the site, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be a part of your site as well. So thanks for having me. For those who might have missed it, we did have an episode where we talked about spring football just a little bit, Bill O'Brien and Boston College on the Bama Central sites, and you can go find those on the Bama Central websites, but we will re-hit on some of those topics going forward on the standalone Joe Gaither Show on BC Central / Boston College on SI. So subscribe to us on those platforms, the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Amazon. And you can always find us at KM Rankin 1 and at Joe Gaither 6 on the social media machines. Today, what I want to do is take a small step forward. It's still June. We've got, 66, 65, 64 days, depending on when people are listening or watching this show, until kickoff, college football kickoff. But I want to get an initial read on Bill O'Brien's first year in charge. It's been a long time since he's been a head coach at the college level, but he did have the Penn State Nittany Lions riding high before he left for the Houston Texans. So we'll see how quickly or how long it'll take him to get Boston College back, back to some prominence. There were a couple of years where they were doing pretty well, and so we'll see if they can do that. How's it sound? How does that sound, Kim? We'll go game by game by game and predict Boston College season. We'll see or predict where that's going to land them in the ACC standings and then see what kind of the bowl / postseason outlook that might give them.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Sounds perfect. We're going to start, oh my gosh, with a monster. The schedule makers must hate Boston College. So Monday, September 2nd, what's that going to be, Labor Day?
Labor Day night, yeah.
Oh, wow. Everybody's eyes are going to be on Boston College at Florida State. And, of course, Florida State getting the snub, the short end of the stick last year from the College Football Playoff Committee. They're probably going to be fired up. We're just going to throw each game at you, and then I will respond. I don't want to influence your decision in any way. I know you have your own notes, but I don't want to contaminate the jury. Boston College at Florida State, Monday, September 2nd, 7:30 on ESPN. How's this game going to go for the Eagles?
Yeah, probably one of the worst draws you could get in, week one of, opening night, Labor Day night. I think it's a good test for the Eagles because I'm always an opponent of playing maybe a good team or a hard team right off the bat. So you kind of know exactly what you need to improve on early on. That way, maybe you don't get stuck in a midseason slump or whatever. But I think Florida State's going to win. I know they've got a lot of question marks. They lost a lot of players, especially their quarterback, Jordan Travis. But they lost tons of players to the draft and the portal. And yeah, it's at Florida State. That is why I think they're going to lose. I mean, the environment there, regardless of how they're going to look, is very hostile, very loud, very, very big. And I just don't think Boston College can handle, that type of environment that Florida State gets at. They're one of the toughest places to play in college football for a reason. I think they're going to be really mad. It's really the first time they're able to really show that they're mad about what happened last year, about getting snubbed out of the college football playoff against Alabama. I know the players tried to make a statement and they were very loud on social media. I think some politicians even tried to do some laws or whatever, but this is really like the first time they're going to be, you know, playing another football game in their home arenas or in their home stadium since that happened. And I think Florida State pulls this one out and Boston College loses their first game of the season.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm with you. 0-1. I mean, not only is Florida State talented, but they're going to be highly, highly motivated to make some statements throughout the year, and this will be their first chance. So I do think it's going to be a tough first game for Bill O'Brien. But you come back next week. I mean, it will be a little bit of a short week. Wrong tab. Boop, 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 right there. You get a little bit of a short week. 5 days later, you're back at home for the home opener against the Duquesne Dukes.
Yeah, that's a game I think they're going to win. I mean, obviously, it's your first home game of the year with Bill O'Brien, first seed, like Massachusetts native, very well known to the city and the community, obviously, especially with his time with the Patriots. Everyone in Massachusetts really knows him. I think that's a win. I think Boston College is just a better team, a stronger team. And I think that, you know, with them playing at home and everyone being excited and anticipated for that game, I think it evens out their record and they win that one.
I'm with you. They're going to go 1-1. Duquesne not on their level. You're going to see Thomas. And correct me. Is it Castellanos or I said it on the Miami show, Castellanos. Is that correct? Or am I?
It's Castellanos.
Castellanos. Oh, yeah. Big fail for Joe Gaither. Castellanos. All right. So we will correct that in the future. I think Thomas Castellanos will have a strong second game against inferior competition and the Duquesne Dukes. But the Boston College season, the non-conference season is pretty interesting. And it turns up the very next week as they go on the road to another college football playoff hopeful. They're taking on the Missouri Tigers at Faurot Field Saturday, September 14th.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a loss too. I mean, I think it's going to be close. I don't think, you know, it's going to be a blowout or anything like that. But Missouri is just a really, really good SEC team. I mean, they have slowly and quietly become one of the top teams in the SEC East and a threat to really anyone in the SEC. And I think they're just a really, really good team and playing at home. I think Missouri pulls it out. I think it might be closer than the Florida State game. I don't think it'll be a massive blowout, but I do think Missouri pretty handedly wins that game.
All right, so we are in lockstep so far. I also have a loss on my sheet. I think Missouri's going to really continue what they started last season. On the Missouri show with Joey Van Zimmeren, I think I had them ending up at 10-2. So it's going to be a tough third game, and they're falling to 1-2. And it doesn't really get a whole lot easier, except for the fact that they return home. They bring in the Michigan State Spartans for Saturday, September 21st.
Yeah, and this one could really go hit or miss. I know Michigan State is one of those teams that sometimes is really good and sometimes is really bad. But they were actually not very good last year. They went 4-8. They've got a first-year head coach, too. I feel like Boston College is going to win that one. It's at home. It's their special red bandana game. And so I think with just kind of everything going on, I think Boston College pulls that one out and wins it and goes back to 2-2 on the season.
All right, before the show, I said, I have one question mark on my schedule, and I scratched it out. It was right here. I scratched out the question mark, and I put a win. I think that Michigan State is still in a building phase from moving on from Mel Tucker. I know they hired the coach from Oregon State, but going over to Boston, and as you said, the pageantry and emotions that weekend, I think will carry them to a win. So you're back to 500, so you're not doing terrible, Bill O'Brien. We're swimming right here through the college football season. And then the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers come to town Saturday, September 28th.
Yeah, I think Boston College pulls that one out too. I think it'll be a close game. Obviously, Western Kentucky is one of those teams that, you know, they're considered maybe a cupcake team a little bit to some, but they also are very, very, they play these top teams. Like, I know they play Alabama week one too. And so they're this team that can really pull out any upset they want. I think they're one, but I think Boston College pulls it out. I think they win that, and they're 3-2 in their non-conference slate.
All right, so Western Kentucky last year had, what, the 47th overall offense in the country. And I think that that's really their calling card, is they're going to bring in a high-flying offense. So you look at the Boston College defense, and we've talked about Cameron Martinez and some of the transfers that they brought in. If they can just hold the dam just a little bit, I think that Boston College is going to come out with a win. And that's two in a row, so we're building some momentum. You can't have a win streak until you get two in a row. And then you open up, you've already had one ACC game. You go back into ACC play for basically the rest of the year on Saturday, October 5th, the day before my birthday, at Virginia. Boston College wrecked Virginia last year. What do we make? Are we going to three wins in a row, or is this going to be a tough road trip?
I think we're going to three in a row. I mean, Virginia is, again, one of those teams, kind of like Michigan State, where sometimes they can be really good, sometimes they can be really bad. But they went 3-9 last year. Boston College smoked them in 2023. And Boston College is 7-1 all time against Virginia. They've only won one game. Virginia's only had one win against Boston College. So I think that one, even though it's going to be a road test, I think it might be somewhat close, maybe because it's a road game. But I think Boston College gets that three in a row and wins that one too.
I'm with you. I've got three in a row. And so now Boston College, Bill O'Brien, you're at 1-2-3-4-2. So it's a pretty good little start to the season after six games. Let's pause right there as you got a bye week. At 4-2, how are the Boston College faithful feeling about the start of the season?
I think they'll feel good. You know, this is a team that really just has always just kind of barely made bowl games, kind of six win, you know, regular seasons for the last couple of years. Even though they are kind of an upset contending ACC program, they still just, they've never really had that chance to really make noise. And especially with the expanded playoffs, you can get into a playoff with two, three losses, maybe, depending on, you know, how the college football season shapes out. So I think starting off 4-2 would be really, really good for the program and really good for the future of Bill O'Brien in Chestnut Hill.
I agree with you. It'd be a nice, exciting time. But then you have a Thursday night game, and no one does Thursday night like Virginia Tech. I believe when I was a kid, they were one of the first marquee programs to embrace that as their evening. So Thursday night at Lane Stadium, you're going to get the Enter Sandman. Virginia Tech had really, really put it to Boston College last year. What's going to be the outcome for Boston College this season?
Yeah, I think that their three-game winning streak ends right there. I think, if this was being played in Chestnut Hill, then I think they'd have a chance. But the fact is that Thursday night at Virginia Tech with just kind of that environment, and I think, you know, they're very similar in the rankings. I think they both went 7-6 last year, if I'm not mistaken. But I think Virginia Tech is just a better team. I think they're a stronger team. And I think Virginia Tech pulls that one off, and that gives Boston College their third loss of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's going to be a tough road trip, and I think that Virginia Tech is going to take a big step forward with Kyron Drones in his, what, second year and under center for Virginia Tech. You go back home, though. It's not all bad. You go back home, you get a little bit of a weird night. It's going to be the first time of the season that – Boston College is playing on a Friday night. It'll be Friday, October 25th, and that's one thing the ACC is kind of doing this year to kind of get themselves on TV, which I think is great. You got to be creative when you are the fourth of the four power conferences. Back home, Friday night against the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah, actually, you just talked about a game being before your birthday. That game is on my birthday.
Oh, man!
Yeah, my birthday is October 25th. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. Maybe I'll go up there for fun for my birthday weekend and see if I can see a game. Louisville is one of the like really big question marks I have for them. They're a really good program, but they lost a lot of players in the offseason. They lost their quarterback. They lost their two of their running backs, their top two running backs. They lost their top wide receiver. I have Boston College coming out of that with a win, but that is a very like hesitant win. I think that game could really go either way. I think what kind of pushed me over the edge on that one was the fact that they lost multiple players and the fact it's homecoming and at home. And I think people are going to be really excited and amped up on a Friday night, maybe versus like a 11, 2:30 or 3:30 game because it's Eastern time on a Saturday. I think just kind of the night aspect, the homecoming aspect, and the kind of everything else. But I think it's going to be very close. And so I have a hesitant win right there.
Okay, well, I have a loss, but you're making a great case for a win. I'm going to stick to the L on my sheet, but I think you've made a really good case that it's going to be a great Friday night game in the ACC. Let's stop right there real quick before we, because the next bye week is upon us, and just ask you your opinion on two factors. One, the double bye week coming to college football this season, and two, the ACC adopting Friday night as maybe its marquee evening.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be strange having Friday night games and a lot of, like, different. I know VT's Thursday night, too. And there are a lot of non-Saturday games. So I think that's going to be really, really interesting, but I'm not mad about it. I think it's maybe a good way to grow the game. Maybe people are – because I know a lot of people do things on Saturday. They go out. They do things with their kids, things like that. So if they're not massive college football fans that want to, like, sit around and watch, you know, football all day like a lot of us – they might be scrolling after, like, you got to work all day Friday. You might not really be doing anything, just kind of scrolling and seeing a college football game on. I think it's good for them. I think it's a good way to kind of get the ACC, you know, to more eyes than maybe they usually are. Because even though they are a Power Five conference, they're not really, like, the top one, like the SEC. So I think it's a good way to kind of get more eyes maybe on the ACC. So I like it. It's going to be a very different, but I'm not mad about it. I think it's good. And also gives people like me who maybe cover a little bit of a break on a Saturday, which for anyone who hasn't covered, it's hard on Saturdays to work all day and then, you know, all that. So I think it's good. I'm a fan of it. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if it does anything or helps anything. But just personally looking at it, I'm a fan of it.
And the double bye week, what do you think that's going to do for the athlete in college football this year?
I think it's going to help them overall. You know, you get injuries, you get burnout, you get, you know, cramps, whatever it is, you know, you kind of get even minor injuries that maybe won't sideline you. You're still feeling kind of rough. And I think playing a lot of games in a short span is hard. I like it for rest wise. I don't know how I feel about it though, for just in general, because I know some teams will, if they have bye weeks, they're sluggish the next week coming out. So I think it just kind of depends for the teams. Overall, I'm a fan, but I think it depends for the teams on if I like it or not would be like how they come out after the bye week. Because some teams, that they'll have momentum after being rested. Some teams come out sluggish. It's really hit or miss depending on like the team you are. But I think overall, from a health and wellness standpoint, it's a good idea.
All right, so you got the double bye week now behind you, and we're looking at maybe a favorable close to the 2024 season. I'll get your opinion on it, but it looks favorable to me, and it begins on Saturday, November 9th, against the Syracuse Orange.
Yeah, Syracuse is, again, I have Boston College winning that game. You know, it's the same team. They have almost all the same players from last year. They didn't really lose anybody. Boston College beat them in 2023, and they have a true first year head coach who hasn't coached at all season, like ever. He's never been a head coach. He's been a defensive back coach for the majority of his career. So I think Boston, and it's at home. So I think Boston College pulls that one out. I think they either start a win streak or get back into a win column, depending on how that Louisville game goes. But with the rest and with it being at home, it's also the same weekend that they're going to do the Varsity Club Hall of Fame like induction for Boston College. That's going to be on the 8th. So the day before is going to be that ceremony where they honor, you know, a bunch of former players from all different sports. It's a big thing in Chestnut Hill. But I think with everything that Boston College pulls that one out and gets a win right there against Syracuse.
I've got a win as well, and so you've got a chance to really put some momentum together and secure your bowl bid, because the next week, it's Saturday, November 16th, is at SMU. A rematch from last season in an unusual way. Boston College beat SMU in their bowl game last year, correct?
Yes, they did. They beat them in the Fenway Bowl, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, back in December. I think it was 23-14, something like that. I can't remember it off the top of my head, the final score. But yes, Boston College did win that. This is a hesitant kind of game, too. I put a win down just because I feel like experience in the ACC is very important, and this will be SMU's first time in the ACC. I feel like they're still going to kind of be getting everything kind of situated, getting a feel for kind of the conference. They are also another team that kept almost every player from last year, and it's the same team Boston College beat in the bowl game. But they're also very good at home. They went 8-0 last year at home. I think they went like 6-1 in 2022. So that one is a hesitant win too. I think they might pull it out. I have it down as a win. I'm not like 100% certain on it. I think it'll be a close game, but I currently have it as a win, but hesitantly.
I have it as a win as well. I think that the ACC, the step up from the American Conference, you get SMU towards the end of the year. And I do like Preston Stone, their quarterback, the SMU quarterback. But I think the kind of attrition of the season, attrition of moving into a Power Four conference is going to kind of wear on SMU. You're going – okay, you're coming back home on Saturday, November 23rd, and maybe the last real tough game of the year against North Carolina.
Yeah, UNC is a very good program just in general. I know they lost their starting quarterback, Drake May, to the draft. He got drafted by the Patriots, ironically enough. But, you know, I have them losing this game. I think UNC is going to pull this one out. You know, they lost a couple guys, but UNC's always been one of those great turnover, like, just programs where they're still good no matter how many guys they lose. I think it's going to come down to coaching, though, is more than the players. You know, they have Mack Brown, a veteran college coach, versus a first-year head coach for the Eagles and Bill O'Brien, and someone who hasn't coached in college since 2013. And really, this will be, I think, his third season as a head coach in general for college. I think he only coached those 2 years at Penn State, and so yeah. I think that's going to come more down to coaching, and I think UNC will pull that one out, even though they did lose a couple players last year, especially their starting quarterback. And they also picked up, which I didn't know, I actually did the Boston College early opponent preview for UNC, actually went out this morning on the Boston College site, so you can go check that out, self-promo. But Max Johnson, LSU and A&M former quarterback who's a graduate student who's been in college football forever, actually transferred to UNC this offseason. I'm expecting him to be the starting quarterback next year for them. But yeah, I think with, you know, a six-year like graduate student quarterback and a veteran coach, I think UNC pulls that one out and wins that game.
I'm with you as well. So a loss for Boston College against North Carolina. And you go into the season finale against, you know, Pitt, who had a terrible year last year. Let me double check myself. You're back at home for the season finale. So you finished 3 out of the last 4 games at home. The Pitt Panthers bringing in, are they going to be playing Eli Holstein, our Alabama transfer?
That would definitely be interesting if they did. I actually have no idea who the starting quarterback for Pitt will be. But yeah, they were very bad last year. They went 3-9. The thing about Boston College and Pitt all time is they get really streaky. So like Pitt will win a couple and then BC will win a couple and then Pitt will win a couple. It's very rare you kind of have them back to back. But I think Boston College is the better team. It's being played at home. Pitt just hasn't really been very good. I know they were good a couple of years ago, but they've kind of gone downhill. Had a really, really bad season last year. And like I said, with it being at home, I think home field advantage really helps some of these games. I think Boston College pulls out that win and wins the last game of their regular season.
All right, so I'm tallying it up, and I have 7-6 with a 4-4 record in the ACC. What did you – were you at 8-5? I think you were at 8-5.
I was at 8-4 with what I wrote, but I think they're going to go 7-5. I think I have 8-4 with what I wrote, but I think that Louisville, Syracuse, or SMU, I feel like
there's going to be. I miscounted. That's 7-5. That was my mistake. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I think there's going to be a loss somewhere in that Louisville, Syracuse, SMU little series. I put wins for all of them. I was hesitant on 2 of them. I think one of those might be a loss. There's 2 of them I can see that I'm like, it could go either way. So I think realistically they'll go 7-5, but I did write down 8-4 with kind of my initial reaction.
Hey, it's June. There's still 60 days to go. We will watch fall camp and see, you know, make our changes as we go. I think if you're Bill O'Brien and you've gone 7-5, 8-4, I think that you're riding high, feeling really, really good. Now, Unfortunately, that's not going to be good enough to get into the ACC championship. I'm looking at the standings. Clemson, Duke, and Carolina all went 4-4 last year. That put them tied for sixth in the ACC. No divisions this year. So you'll play, you know, 4-4. That puts you right at fourth, fifth, sixth in the ACC. But you're going back to a bowl game, and I think that, Major, from my perspective, that might be the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know they went to a bowl game last year. They usually go to bowl games because they usually finish right around 6-6 on the year. So I think finishing they went 7-6 last year with the bowl game added, 6-6 in the regular season. So I think going 7-5 or 8-4, like, that's just a really good success rate for a first-year head coach who's still trying to learn with a recruiting class that he's had no part of, a transfer class he didn't really – he might have had a little part of at, like, kind of the tail end. But really, yeah, I don't think you could ask for too much better from a first-year head coach in Bill O'Brien if you went 7-5 or 8-4. As long as you, I think, get into a bowl game, I think the season's a success. So, yeah, that's not bad at all.
You're looking at Boston College's bowl history. The last time they went to back-to-back bowls was 16-17. And then, of course, they did it again in 13-14. So that's building a little streak going 23-24. I'm looking at the bowl games, the ACC affiliates. Kim, obviously the Fenway Bowl would have your heart, but I don't know if that would excite the Boston College players just staying home in Boston. How you feel about maybe the Duke's Mayo Bowl? I don't know how much money I would pay to see Bill O'Brien get dumped a bucket of mayo over his bald head.
I mean, that would be hilarious. I always love the fun bowl. So, like, the Mayo Bowl, the Pop-Tart Bowl, like, those are always just so fun. I know some college football fans hate them, hate the, like, corny bowl games and the corny, like, I know when the big Pop-Tart happened last year and everybody was obsessing over it. I saw so many people mad about it, and they're like, this is so dumb. And I'm like, but it's so funny. Like, you have to be lighthearted and fun. You know, during it's a fun thing, you know, and so I wouldn't mind going to the Mayo Bowl and seeing Bill O'Brien get dunked with mayo. I wouldn't mind going to the Pop-Tart Bowl. I think as long as they make a bowl, honestly, I'd be happy. A Fenway Bowl would be nice, obviously, but I don't know if I don't think they'll go 2 years in a row. I think last year just kind of helped. I think it was snowing last year during the Fenway Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. I saw pictures that looked like snow was coming down. I was not in Boston at the time of it, so I don't know off the top of my head, but it looked like it was from the photos and videos I've seen of it. So somewhere warm would be nice, you know, end of December, beginning of January, whatever it is. I just like to go somewhere warm at that point, and I'd be happy.
Yeah, these ACC Bowl affiliations for the coming year, Duke's Mayo Bowl against the Big Ten, the Fenway Bowl against the American Athletic, the Holiday Bowl, Military Bowl versus the American Athletic, the Pinstripe Bowl, you can find yourself in Yankee Stadium against the Big Ten, Pop-Tarts Bowl, ReliaQuest Bowl against the SEC or Big Ten, here's your warm weather. Tax Slayer Gator Bowl against the SEC and the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. So there's a lot of fun bowl affiliations for the ACC this season.
Yeah, and you know what? If we do end up going to the Pinstripe Bowl, I will make sure to not wear anything Red Sox because I think Yankee Stadium is a cool stadium. I'd love to see it. I don't think I could actually walk in there in Red Sox stuff, though, even for a college football bowl. So I'll be sure to not pack anything Red Sox if Boston College ends up heading that way.
Well, Kim, thanks for your time. We're going to keep up with you on BC Central. We're going to keep up with you at KM Rankin 1 on the Twitter machine. Make sure you read her stuff as Bill O'Brien gets year number one started right there on Boston College on SI. You can just type it right into your Google machine. It'll come right up. And we're excited to keep this show rolling. We'll be back for another week next week. Kim, tell everybody what you're working on this week on Boston College on SI.
Yeah, so I mean, kind of similar to how it is during the summer months. I've got obviously opponent previews for football. I know we're going to do position previews next month, which will be really good. A lot of recruiting, a lot of, you know, I think official visits just wrapped up. A lot of players that still are soon making their decision on where they're going to college for the class of 2025. So we'll have a lot of commitments, a lot of recruiting stuff on the site this week.
Thanks for your time, Kim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that's Kim Rankin, the Boston College expert for us on Boston College on SI. We appreciate everybody watching us. You watch us on YouTube, on Facebook, or on Twitter. You subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Amazon. We'll do this each and every week, keeping up with the Eagles. We'll work our way through football season. ACC Media Days are coming quickly. So stick with us right here on the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central.